The Greenhouse, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Neville stepped inside the greenhouse and froze. Sorry, Blazerbini looked up, his eyes glassy, collar disheveled, holding a joint between nimble fingers. You want some? Neville hesitated. Sure. Blaz caressed Neville's jaw, dragging him closer. Bending down, he blew a cloud of smoke right into Neville's mouth.
Victory, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Demelza was a chaser. She was used to chasing, but none of her catches were as elusive as Ginny Weasley. A gold flesh here, a resplendent smile there. Demelza dove, both of them toppling onto the grass. Congrats, said Ginny, grinning. You win. Demelza sealed her victory with a kiss.
Red, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. The horizon bleeds across the grounds, blinding and red. A body lies at Ginny's feet, barely breathing, barely moving. She raises the sword of Gryffindor, swings it down, piercing Greybeck straight through his weakly beating heart. That's for Lavender, she says fiercely. She twists, watching his chest flood with red.
Sharing, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Dobby is a free elf. Harry Potter said so. The Burrow is his new home. Dobby decides he likes it. Mistress Ginny is kind. She gives Dobby things, socks, bracelets, stickers. Sometimes they share. She reads in bed, and he braids her shiny hair. Sometimes they share the bed, too.
The Map, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Sometimes Hermione sneaks out of the tent with the map. She watches the little dot wandering the castle, eating with Seamus, studying with Neville, dreaming next to Parvati. She traces it gently, as if Lavender might feel it. By the time Harry wakes up, the map is tucked safely away again.
The Key, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. In the Chamber of Secrets, there is a door, large and ornate, silver snakes crisscrossing the frame. Harry has finally found the key. Pain flares where the dagger breaks his skin. He holds his wrist against the lock. A click, a hiss. The door opens. A man steps out. Finally.
Hung, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Ron hadn't given it much thought. Until. Firenze stood a little too close during their daily check for the grounds. Until. Ron chanced an innocuous glance and noticed the undeniably impressive proof of Firenze's interest in him. Hung like a horse. There really wasn't any other way to put it.
Unexpected Flatmates, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Dean emerged freshly showered wearing George's bare shirt. Thanks for putting me up. Any idea how long? Dean frowned. Dunno. Until the Snatchers. George nodded, mesmerized by the droplets sliding down Dean's neck. We're in the next room. Knock if you need. Thanks, I will. George certainly hoped he would.
Capture, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. The street is littered with bodies, the shops torn to pieces. Sirius stands in the wreckage, back turned, shoulders shaking. Kingsley thinks he's crying. He's only seen Sirius cry once, overstimulated and boneless, moaning between silk sheets. He's wrong. Sirius is laughing, agony and madness wrapped into one terrible sound.
Foul Play, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Hooch in possession! Here comes McGonagall with her tornado block. Wow, what a dive! What's this? Did McGonagall just kiss her? Hooch seems a bit dazed. Coach, does this count as foul play? No? All right then. McGonagall soars high with the quaffle. If she makes this goal, Gryffindor takes the lead.
Love/Hate, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. They fucked, half-clothed under the cover of darkness. Draco cursed and clawed at the sheets, hating this desperate thing he'd become. Remus gasped and gripped at the bony hips, hating the guilt. He was too old, too broken. I can hear you thinking, old man. So posh, so young, so good.
Buttercups, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Malfoy Manor's new gardener was not what Narcissa expected. She was short. She was always dirty, which should have been appalling, but strangely wasn't. She was always smiling when Narcissa looked. Pomona smiled at Narcissa through the window, vivid as the yellow buttercups in her hand. Narcissa blushed and looked away.
Golden, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Ginny has a metal pendant, a beautiful golden bird. She brings it everywhere. It hangs from her bags between matches, around her neck as she swoops and dives. When she returns home, the bird stretches its wings, glimmering with candlelight, and takes flight. Luna's hand reaches out to meet it.
Visitation, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. The cell door clangs loudly behind Severus. Ceres watches as he approaches. Gaunt, weary, powerless. Humility looks good on him, unfortunately. A conjugal visit, really? He rasps. The raspiness is good on him too, Severus realizes. Are you complaining? Severus begins unbuttoning his robes. Sirius cackles and beckons him closer.
What's Lost? Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Luna spends hours studying the veil, listening to the whispers, gently nudging the curtains open. Farther and farther, inch by inch, a little bit more. Nothing is ever lost, only waiting to be found. Her hand disappears inside. Something, someone, latches on, holding her in an iron grip. She pulls.
Reunion, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. It's Molly's fault. She shouldn't have come. But Harry needed her. Sirius needed her. Bellatrix yanks her against her breast, wand at her neck. Heat against heat, soft against hard. She drags her through the ministry until they reach the flue. Bellatrix grins. Dearest Molly, oh, how I've missed you.
Good Girl, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Have you been a good girl? Charlie's thumb brushes across her lips, slick with saliva and trembling with wand. Yes, she gasps, shifting on the rough carpet. It burns her knees, but she dares not complain. Is that so? You think you're worthy of my cock? Alicia keens. Yes, sir.
Sweet, written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Amelia Bones emerged from the rubble, stumbling, bleeding, long past healing. You should have let him kill you, a voice said, high-pitched, girly. Dolores. She wished she were more surprised. Come to finish me off? Don't worry, Dolores smiled sweetly. I'll make sure they know where to find the body.
Tease. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Potter, come on. Just do it already. Potter, the god-awful Tease, continued rutting languidly, cock barely brushing Draco's slicked hole. No, I'm not ready yet. Who cares if you're ready? I'm ready. Will you beg? Don't be ridiculous. Potter stilled. Draco nearly wanted to scream with impatience. Potter, please!
After the Trial. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Minerva rushed to the courtrooms, pushing aside scowling ministry men. The verdict. What happened? Dumbledore, he... Of course he did, Minerva sighed. That silly old man. She grasped Arabella and pulled them briskly away. But are you all right? I'm sorry I'm late. I'm quite all right. May we leave now? Yes, gladly.
Training. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Oh, this was a gift for me. Do I remember this? I don't know. Feel the weight of your wand. Hold it steady. Take your time. An arm circled her waist, pulling her against a warm body, a head resting on her shoulder. Focus on the target. Breathe. Relax. Tonks wrapped her hand around Ginny's. Strong. Calloused. And cast. Ginny let the spell fly. I kind of remembered the last sentence there. It was good to be reminded of this gift.
Salty. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Cho is a crier. Parvati doesn't mind. She flicks her tongue, collecting every salty teardrop trailing down Cho's cheeks. Like they're delicious. Like they're precious. What are you doing? Cho squirms. Parvati still has two fingers inside, and another lazily circling her clit. Tasting you, she licks up another tear.
The Affair. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Footsteps. Approaching. Lily pushed her off the bed. It's James. You need to go. Marlene fumbled with her clothes. She climbed out the window, hanging onto the ledge. When can I see you again? Lily pursed her lips, so Marlene darted up to kiss them. Soon, she said. Now go.
Albania, 1991. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Entry number 232. Dutchdee National Park, Albania. Intriguing. Some signs of dark magic use. We'll research more tomorrow. Ran into a former student while hiking. He offered to share accommodations, a warm bed, pleasant company. With my dwindling funds, I could not refuse. Maybe I will stay a few more nights.
Longing for You. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. When the grief becomes too strong and the tears threaten to spill, she plants a flower on the edge of the forbidden forest. Tonight, a yellow camellia. She gently lowers it into the dirt, pats it down. By day, it will be indistinguishable from the others. But Minerva always remembers.
How Inconsiderate. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. You are the most annoying. Shh, they'll hear you. Vexing. Ron gets Draco's pants down, dropping to his knees in the broom closet. Inconsiderate. Ron takes him in his mouth. What was that, Malfoy? Ron pulls off briefly, smirking. Draco shakily carts his fingers through Ron's hair. Nothing. Carry on.
Delicate. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 0815. Malfoy Manor, dragging his captors inside. The boy is ugly, but the girl is sweet. Pretty face, pretty mouth. Scabia winks at young Draco, who scowls but blushes to the roots of his fair hair. He's a sweet one too. Dandy, delicate. Maybe this time he'll demand an extra reward.
Command. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 015. You, fetch me my robes. I am your guard, not your servant, Mrs. Black. Truella huffed, lounging in the armchair. Pity, she drawled. You would make a lovely servant. On your knees, at my command. Her guard blushed furiously. That was interesting. Truella spoke slower, more sultry. Wouldn't you agree?
Chess. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 015. I can't stand the way he watches me. Like every glance makes his heart freeze, like every touch makes his blood boil. Always studying, calculating. A chess match where only he knows the rules. Our hands brush across the board. A shiver runs up his spine. I feel it too.
Closing Time. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 015. Professor Granger is the last to leave, lingering in the library, hovering near the stacks. Irma ignores her, reorganizing the shelves, marking the books. Granger approaches her desk, leans closer, and closer still. Close enough to touch, close enough to kiss. Irma's the first to move, closing the distance.
Silent. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 015. People believe Sir Cadogan is incapable of silence. Silence, he's learned, is reserved for respect, intimidation, or profound contemplation. Indeed, not superfluous encounters. So, he is silent when he visits Ariana's portrait. He is silent as he kneels and she lays a tender hand upon his head, bestowing her blessing.
Runaway Groom. Written by Lumos at Night.
And read by Wilfriede 015. Let's run away, said Greg, idling in the doorway to the church. We could go, right now. I can't. Mother wants you to be happy. Father, screw him. He's an ass. Draco sighed. Astoria already ran off with the bridesmaid. What? Greg winked. Why should she have all the fun? The end.